This is the Wednesday, October 27th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action with the World Series continuing today. And we've got some NBA straight ahead, and we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Joe Fortenbaugh. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Doing real well. We are settling into another big week coming up. I love the fact that we finally get a marquee Thursday night game. I know Devontae Adams, there's some question marks around the wide receiver unit, but Arizona-Green Bay is going to be awesome. So I'm in good spirits. How you doing today? You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I, little NBA card, pretty jammed, all things considered, but moseying along. How about that? Is that all right? I miss seeing the Dodgers play, but it happens. We have to grow up. Okay, so let's talk baseball. Obviously, a development with Charlie Morton's injury. I mean, he was slated to pitch 1-4-7, so that's a big development. I couldn't fault anyone if they wanted to jump on the Astros in the series, but given today's pitching matchup for Game 2, certainly, it's basically a coin flip game. Astros slight favorites here.
I'd be looking at the total in this game. It's currently 8.5, a little bit of juice to the over here, which is where I'm going to be. Max Fried's been fantastic this year. This isn't so much a knock on him. I just think he's going to be in a very tough situation. Houston coming off a game one loss at home. They're at home for game two. We know sense of urgency is high when it's the World Series, but it's going to be even higher here, right? Obviously, you got shellacked in that first game, and they've hit very well against lefties this year. Eighth in home runs, first in Major League Baseball in weighted runs created, and fourth in weighted on-base average. So they should be able to put up their share of runs, at least a handful, right? Then on the other side, Atlanta is going to send out the righty Jose Urquidy. Now, Urquidy only made one start this entire postseason. It was game three against Boston when he got absolutely rocked. So there's not a lot of confidence coming into this, especially after a shaky final month of the season in which he had a 4.25 ERA over his final six starts. Atlanta against right-handed pitching, well-documented, very good. Second in homers. Fourth in weighted runs created, eighth in weighted on base average, all that good stuff. I think we see a lot of runs tonight. I'm going over 8.5.
Yeah, for me, it's just a lean to Atlanta. Obviously, Max Fried is pretty solid, but it's just a shaky situation. And I wouldn't be stunned if the Braves win the first two games on the road. I mean, it can happen with pitchers leading the way. Fried obviously got touched up in his last game, but I view that as an anomaly. Let's go to the NBA. A couple of games stick out to me. I like this Charlotte team. Anybody who has league pass can certainly agree they're an exciting team. And they're high scoring and off a loss. I expect them to have a good effort tonight. And they're in Orlando. Now, Orlando stinks. They got one win at MSG. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but that's just an outlier. I just think it's these home and home situations or these home situations, whatever you want to call them, these two-game series, game two, the team tends to play well if they lose the first one. We saw with the Pelicans beating the Timberwolves outright in the second game as well after the T-Wolves rolled. Similar situation with the Knicks. Magic lost by 25, then win the next game. It's just crazy. Now, that changed arenas, but still the same concept, same opponent back-to-back. So I just have to lay it with Charlotte here. The numbers come down a little bit as well, 5.5. Is just too short of a number for me.
Okay, I can see where you're at. I'll throw two your way. I'm going to end on the Heat because I got a feeling you might have a play in that one as well. So I'll start with the Clippers and the Cavaliers. Numbers been coming up, the total that is. I'm going to play over 219 here. I like the matchup for Los Angeles, right? Ninth in scoring so far this season, ninth in offensive rating, and third in pace, which is something we didn't really see with the Clippers over the last couple of years. They're playing a lot faster this season in relation to the rest of the NBA. Now, they're going to go up against the Cavaliers defense that's 18th in defensive rating and 14th in scoring defense. So you're a fast-paced team. You've had a lot of success on offense. You're going against a team that doesn't get a lot of stops. They don't play great defense. They're middle of the pack. You should be able to put up your end of the bargain here, which I like. Cleveland, however, all the metrics pretty much on both sides of the court have them in the middle of the pack. What I like is that this team has won a couple games in a row against good teams. They did beat Atlanta over the weekend. They beat Denver. I like them to put up a fight here, which is why I wouldn't lay the 8 that the Clippers are currently favored by. But I do think the Cavs give them a little bit of a run, which is why I'm going to play over 219. Miami and Brooklyn, what are you doing here?
I'm going to lean to the under here. Small play on the under. Miami's number one in defensive efficiency in the entire NBA. And then Brooklyn's sort of middle of the pack. I just think the physicality of the Heat will pose some problems for this Brooklyn offense. It's just not the same without Kyrie Irving. I mean, it just isn't. And yes, they can get hot, shoot some threes. But I just think that's a big number of 217.5. And I will take the under here.
And I hope it plays like that because I'm going to play Miami. We were talking about this earlier when it was 4. It's already down to 3.5. I still like them. I like them to win the game outright. Hint, hint, maybe dog of the day. Don't know. You'll have to find out. ESPN2, 6 p.m. Eastern, later today for Daily Wager. You mentioned Miami's defense. I mean, number one in D rating, number one points allowed, number one in opponent field goal percentage. They're holding the opposition to just 39% from the floor. They're also 23rd in pace. They like to play at a slow tempo. That's going to play well to your under. Kyle Lowry is off to a really slow start. He's only shooting 26% from the field. So they're playing well. They're 2-1, but they've gotten very little offensively out of Lowry so far. Eventually, that's going to turn, and it's going to help him in a big way. To your point on Brooklyn without Kyrie, these guys are really trying to find their way. I mean, it's early, obviously, but 21st in offensive rating, 19th in defensive rating, third game in 4 nights, having played Sunday and Monday. So I know it's early in the season. That shouldn't be a major factor, but it's something to keep in mind. I like Miami plus the points. I put a little on the money line as well.
All right, my friend. And I mentioned New Orleans and the T-Wolves. I'm going to dismiss their win again as well. I just think they're not the same without Zion. I'm going to lay 5. There's a 5 out there, but mostly 5.5 with Atlanta. Similar situation as Charlotte. Good team on the road, laying a medium-sized number. And I say medium. It is big. 5 is the most common outcome in the NBA the last, 10 years. So 5.5 is never fun. But, you know, the Hawks, if they play up to their potential, this is a double-digit win. So I'll lay that. Lakers minus 6 at Oak City. That's a weird
game. Coming down. That was 7.
Yeah.
I
was on the Warriors yesterday big. So that one hurt. So I'm going to probably avoid OKC for now. We'll see.
I don't blame you. I don't blame
but
you.
I am on Atlanta, and Indiana's tempting minus 1 at Toronto. We'll see. All right, my friend, that's good stuff as always. We will see you later in the studio.